أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 65 of Surah An-Nisa. For several verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has been speaking about that incident that had taken place. A matter was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for judgment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given the judgment and the person was unhappy, although he claimed to be a Muslim, but he was unhappy with the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's judgment. One needs to understand that when we see a judge, then that judge would have been generally elected by the government to sit in that position and to judge matters between the people. Or alternatively, we will get a person that is either a mediator or an arbitrator that was elected by someone to mediate or arbitrate. Or the person was elected by the parties, the claimant, the defendant, to mediate or to arbitrate. But in the case of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no government that elected Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was no individual that elected Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself had made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the judge. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had elected him, Allah Ta'ala had selected him, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by granting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the nubuwat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had made all the judges, all the decisions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such that they had been enshrined into the Shariat. And of course Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. That qasam of your Lord, qasam of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have not brought iman, they are not believers, until they had made you the judge in that matters which they dispute between themselves. In the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was no other option but the option to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to adjudicate the matter between the people. After Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then all those persons, all those individuals that had knowledge of the Quran Sharif, in-depth knowledge of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in-depth knowledge of all the fiqh, the jurisprudence of Islam, then they are the people that will represent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give the decision, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. Then they do not find any difficulty in their heart, مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ, from that which you had adjudicated. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given the decision, then there should be no difficulty in one's heart to accept the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, firstly. And secondly, وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Then a person accepts it wholeheartedly. In other words, one realizes that this is the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So one should not have any difficulty, one should not have any reservation whatsoever to accept the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Coming to our context, we will always have the two routes. One will be the route of the court of the land, and one will be the route of the Shariat. Always, if there is the option of going through the Shariat, seeking mediation, seeking arbitration, it is always best for a mu'min, for a believer, to go the route of the Shariat, to make the decision according to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's decision. Go to those people who have knowledge of the Shariat, those people who have knowledge of the Deen, rather than going to the court of the land and having a decision against the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.